Oh, of course, absolutely.
All right, we're talking. I got a recorder rolling here, Mark. We're talking with Mark Friedlander from the Insurance Information Institute, and it looks like Allstate is saying that, hey, some of these specific Allstate CEO saying the legal reform that's been done in Florida has helped resulted in lower insurance rates for Allstate customers in Florida. So what happened here? What's the legislation we're looking at that seems to have helped bring rates down in the state of Florida?
Legislative reform that was passed in 2023 has generated significant savings for drivers, not only Allstate customers, but of other major insurers in Florida as well. The top five insurance groups in Florida have filed for rate decreases this year, and that's about 80% of the market. So 80% of the Florida auto insurance market, those customers are now seeing rate decreases because of the reforms that were passed. Specifically, what we're talking about is stopping one-way attorney fees, which was a large driver of legal system abuse in Florida. Billboard attorneys for many years have been taking advantage of the loopholes in Florida laws, and they were filing many frivolous lawsuits to the point where it became a burden on insurers, who in turn passed along all those expenses to consumers. So that was one big factor. Another big factor was assignment of benefits claim fraud. What that means is you are signing over your claim to a third party, and this was happening specifically in Florida with auto glass replacement. So they were soliciting, let me kind of back that up, and I know you're recording here, so I'm glad we're not live. I want to make it a little cleaner. But we had unscrupulous actors soliciting business from Florida drivers by going to shopping centers, car washes, service stations, seeing cracks in windshields and saying, "We could take care of that for you. Here's a gift card. Take your family out for a nice dinner. We're going to take care of your windshield replacement for you." So what happened is consumers then would sign over their claim. That's called assignment of benefits. And these unscrupulous actors would charge exorbitant rates for simple repairs, which is a glass replacement, very simple, low-cost repair, charge thousands and thousands of dollars. And when insurers would reject the claims, then lawsuits ensued. So that was another big driver of lawsuit abuse here in Florida. And once again, eliminating the one-way attorney fees combined with the elimination of assignment of benefits, that has brought the expenses down for auto insurers like Allstate. And now their customers are benefiting greatly with reduced rates.
So any opportunity, I'm not familiar if any of those laws, do we see those type of laws here in Louisiana? Can Louisiana learn anything from what has been done in Florida?
Well, not the same exact laws in Louisiana, but the Louisiana legislature in the 2025 session did take actions on various elements of lawsuits to reduce the impact of lawsuits on the insurance market. And we expect the actions that were taken in the Louisiana legislature this past session to generate lower costs for Louisiana drivers as well, because according to our sister organization called the Insurance Research Council, Louisiana has the highest average cost of auto insurance in the country. That's in terms of direct household impact of auto insurance. So clearly actions have been taken in Louisiana. I could give you some highlights on that. If you give me about 30 seconds to do that. I apologize that I did not have that information.
Yeah, that's okay.
When I set up, but I want to give you just some highlights of what.
Go ahead.
What was done here. Just give me a brief moment here to find it in my system, and I can give you a few highlights of what some of the actions that were taken in the past legislature. Let's see. So bear with me one second here. Okay. There we go. Okay. Finding my information. I want to give some highlights. So here are the reforms that were passed in the 2025 Louisiana legislature. House Bill 431 will stop drivers who are mostly at fault, 50%. I'm sorry, let me say it over again. Household Bill 431 stops drivers who are mostly at fault, 51% or more, from collecting injury payments. House Bill 434 sets a $100,000 minimum for uninsured drivers to claim medical expenses. Before that, there was no limit at all. It was limitless. House Bill 436 blocks general damage payouts to undocumented immigrants involved in car crashes. And House Bill 450 overturns a court rule that made it easier to claim injuries were caused by accidents without solid proof. So these are four significant tort reform measures that were passed by lawmakers in Louisiana in 2025. And we expect this to help bring down average costs of auto insurance in the state of Louisiana, because once again, according to our sister organization, it's called the Insurance Research Institute, or I'll just say that simpler. According to the I'm sorry, it's been a long day talking to a lot of media today, I apologize. According to the Insurance Research Council, the average household cost of auto insurance in Louisiana is the highest in the country. And Louisiana also ranks second in terms of the number of litigated claims behind Florida. Now, of course, Florida's turned around dramatically in the past couple of years, but based on the data, and I should mention this data comes from calendar year 2022, so that's the latest full industry data we have. So in 2022, Louisiana was number one with average household cost of auto insurance. You don't want to be number one on that list. That's not a good thing. And number two, it was ranked second behind Florida in number of litigated auto accident claims. So once again, two categories you never want to be near or top of the list. And that's what's been happening in Louisiana and why there's been such a burden on Louisiana drivers when it comes to their insurance costs.
So Florida passes this legislation in 2023, and it isn't until 2025 till they, I guess, maybe start seeing some really significant results. Is it maybe the same here for Louisiana? It's going to take a couple of years.
I know some people, I know the governors, your governor there, Governor Landry's talked about a lot, but typically it does take time for reforms to have impacts in the market. It's not immediately. One of the issues is there's already so many lawsuits in the pipeline. That's what we saw in Florida. There was so much litigation already working its way through the judicial system in Florida. It takes time for the market to begin to show improvements. And here we are in 2025, where we have Allstate and four other major insurers all reducing average premiums this year, covering about 80% of the market. So the reforms have clearly worked, in our opinion. The winners are consumers, because now they have lower costs for their auto insurance. And the market would not have improved without reform. Without reform, you're not going to see these type of savings. If you look at states across the country, most states are still seeing average rate increases when it comes to auto insurance. Florida is clearly a standout this year, where 80% of the market is seeing lower rates. We're not seeing that anywhere else in the country. And we certainly hope we'll have a similar story in Louisiana, but it could be another year or two before we start to see those positive results in Louisiana.
Anything else that you can add here, Mark?
No, I just think, the whole issue is to have key tort reform measures that were causing the rise in insurance premiums and trying to get legal system abuse under control. We've been talking about this a lot across the country. We've seen this in many other states. Georgia took similar actions this year as well in their legislature to reduce the impacts of legal system abuse. We see now the success story of Florida. Clearly, the actions taken by lawmakers to eliminate legal system abuse pay off for consumers. And they will begin to see rate moderation and lower costs in their households paying for auto insurance, because as we know, auto insurance is a state requirement. It is legally required. You cannot drive without auto insurance. If you do, there are a lot more issues you're going to face, including license and registration suspension, fines, other penalties. It's not a good situation to be in. You don't want to be caught without auto insurance. So auto insurance is a must-have. It's not an option. And the goal here is to bring those costs down so they moderate more and it is more affordable for Louisiana families. And that's what this is all about. And we're, like I said, we have the great success story in Florida to point to now, and we hope to be talking about this in the near future in Louisiana as well, where we're going to see rates coming down from all the top auto insurers that write in the state.
Mark, great. Thanks, man. I appreciate you talking with me. Have a great weekend, okay?
Oh, thank you. When's your story going to air?
I think it's probably Monday morning.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for coming to us. We're always here to talk about any insurance issues you might be covering. And thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
All right, Mark. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
Take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Thanks. Thank you.